Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivaradhari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Prajatana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Prajatana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Stotarasata Shri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narotamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam budirayat shrinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyantaksto hibhadrani vidunoti saritsatam nasta prayishva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu. And we're continuing in this very prominent and important verse, two verses, that Prahlad Maharaj is responding to his father's inquiry about what is the what he has learned in school, what is the most important thing. And we're continuing in this very long and detailed purport Srila Prabhupada has given. So we can just chant a couple times together the first verse. Sri Paraduvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Sri Paraduvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. Radu Vacha. Sri Paraduvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam Paraduvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Shravanam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. I'll just chant the next verse myself, or we can chant together once. Iti Pum Sarpita Vishnu Bhaktishchen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadha Tanmanye Ditamuttamam. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So we're continuing on page 250 in this book. Under the continuing the first process of devotional service, Shravanam, I'll finish that section. So at the end of that first paragraph, hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, and therefore the chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted according to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Ram or Nrisimhadev. Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. The Lord has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to his attraction. The best course is to hear of the holy name, form, and so on from a pure devotee of the same standard as oneself. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Lord Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted by Lord Ram, Lord Nrsimha, and other forms of the Lord. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, it is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name, form, and pastimes from a realized devotee who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Shukadeva Goswami have specifically described Lord Krishna's holy name, form, and qualities. Unless one hears about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord, one cannot clearly understand the other processes of devotional service. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one chant the holy name of Krishna. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realized devotees, he is very easily successful on the path of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord is essential. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.11, there is this verse. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhavatyapi namanyanantasya yasho niktani yat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava, which is translated, verses describing the name, form, and qualities of Anantadev, the unlimited Supreme Lord, are able to vanquish all the sinful reactions of the entire world. Therefore, even if such verses are improperly composed, devotees hear them, describe them, and accept them as bona fide and authorized. In this connection, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee by trying to hear from him about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears of the Lord's holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuraminitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shvapadantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So, Shravanam is the first of the nine processes of devotional service and essential process, foundational process, and without which the other eight processes will not be effective or fully effective. Even though Srila Prabhupada has said we can take any one or all of them and become perfect. But without hearing, proper hearing, then the proper conception of everything, of Krishna, and all tattvas, the nature of the jiva, the nature of the guru, everything is received by proper hearing. And Prabhupada said that somewhere, that, right at the beginning, hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. So this is what we're doing. This is one of the five major limbs of devotional service that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended. Bhagavat Shravanam, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because, as Srila Prabhupada explained, it contains descriptions of the holy name, the form, pastimes of the Lord, and we're very fortunate we're getting commentaries by fully realized souls. So who is the personality who became perfect simply by hearing? Maharaj Parikshit. Yeah, this is the this is the foundation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj Parikshit is simply hearing from Shukadev Goswami. And so many others are repeating it and elaborating on bringing in other histories. I'd like to read one other important verse. If I can get it. From the first canto, third chapter. I don't know how this is not coming up. Okay. Third chapter, first canto, text 44. Explaining Maharaj Parikshit's situation. And I'd like to talk about the qualification of the hearer. So it takes a certain quality to actually properly hear. So this is so perfectly described, I'm going to read, and forgive me if there's too much reading, but I guess it's a test of our ability to hear. The verse is, O learned Brahmanas, when Shukadev Goswami recited Bhagavatam there in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus by his mercy I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. Srila Prabhupada's purport. One can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Shukadev Goswami. One cannot, however, learn Bhagavatam from a bogus hired reciter whose aim of life is to earn some money out of such recitation and employ the earning in sex indulgence. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. That is the secret of learning Bhagavatam. Nor can one learn Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn Bhagavatam from the representative of Shukadev Goswami and no one else. If one at all wants to see Lord Sri Krishna in the pages, okay, that is the process, and there is no alternative. Suta Goswami is a bona fide representative of Shukadev Goswami because he wants to present the message which he received from the great learned Brahmana. Shukadev Goswami presented Bhagavatam as he heard it from his great father, and so also Suta Goswami is presenting Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Shukadev Goswami. Simple hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. The word nivishta means that Suta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. So here's the emphasis of secret of hearing. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki. So that's very, always remember. This is the training of given by the spiritual master, how to regulate our life, make our external activities pure, and thus not be distracted, be a little restricting our activities, regulating our activities means to control the mind and senses. So when we hear, we can actually be somewhat free from the bodily conception of life, and the message will be received within the heart. It's not just a superficial thing. And this is the... And accepting that training, disciple means one who accepts the discipline from the spiritual master. He can only do that when he has great respect and some love or affection for that person. And so this is ultimately the controlling factor that will discipline the mind and senses of the person. We can become qualified listeners. So we can always test ourselves how we're doing with this process of rapt attention, how our mind is fixed. And gradually by hearing, this is the essential process by which we can go forward in all other processes of devotional service. The process is both purifying, is purifying in itself. So as we take up the process, the ability to hear with rapt attention increases. And as was emphasized in Prabhupada said, simple hearing is not sufficient. So it's who we hear from and our determination to make our life pure and hear with rapt attention. Because hearing, we can hear something, but only as we're showing our determination, the super soul is there as the witness, and he's revealing himself in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So as we progress in that serious rapt attention and process of hearing, at different times, different things will very strongly register within our heart and mind, and Krishna will give us realization through that process of hearing. And Parikshit Maharaj was just the ideal example of that. Of course, he was a pure devotee since birth. He was worshipping Krishna as a very young child. So he's got a little edge on us there. But these examples, he's our inspiration. These devotees we're supposed to, that also by hearing about the life of, say, the personality of Maharaj Parikshit, we'll also be inspired. Example is better than precept, so just his ability. He got notice of his death in 7 days. Immediately, all right, I have to, what is the best thing to do? Immediately, renunciation, he took off all his royal dress, just dropped it like a hot potato, his position, and went to the bank of the Ganges. And the Lord arranged this perfect arrangement, and Sukadev Goswami is coming. And I can't exactly remember the statement, but Maharaj Parikshit says that previously I was disturbed by thirst. We all know the story. He was hunting in the forest, disturbed by thirst. He saw the ashram of this sage, Shamukha Rishi. And he went there looking just for some water. Shamukha Rishi is in meditation. And so this is the pastime that Maharaj Parikshit was a little disturbed. He didn't respond to offer him, I'm the king. I just want some water. Shamukha Rishi is in meditation, so he's like, what is this? He picked up the dead snake and garlanded him with the snake and said, okay. So he was a little disturbed. But he said, he's sitting on the bank of the Ganges. He said, now I'm not disturbed. There's no disturbance from hunger or thirst or anything. And why? He said, because I'm drinking the nectar of Krishna Katha. So he was to that platform. Perfect determination and ability to hear with rapt attention. Because he had given up all material attachments. So here's another qualification. You know, this is one of the offenses to the holy name to maintain material attachments, even after hearing so much about the subject matter. It's a block. It keeps us from being able to hear with rapt attention and go forward in our spiritual life. So very easily Maharaj Parikshit was able to do that because he knew what is the duty. Another major topic right here in the beginning of Bhagavatam, what is the duty? And that question was asked of a man who is on the verge of death. And the answer was simply to hear about the unlimited topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the, as stated in second chapter here, the Parodharma, the supreme occupation for the living entity, that which will bring one to the stage of pure devotional service. Ahaitiki apratiyata yayatma supracediti. That activity, or pure devotional service, unmotivated and uninterrupted service to the Supreme Lord, that and only that will completely satisfy the self. Yenatma supracediti. So everyone, we're all wanting that. And so pure devotional service comes just by beginning by hearing. Otherwise, our conception of the holy name, our conception of the deity, our conception of the spiritual master cannot be perfect, cannot be on purely on the spiritual platform. This is descending knowledge from perfect platform, from the Lord, from the Lord's pure devotee. This is the transcendental arrangement. And if we're able to hear with rapt attention, then we get the perfect picture. We're perfectly initiated. And then we can practice. We can properly do sadhana bhakti and go through the stages. Practicing sadhana bhakti, anartha nivritti, become free from all unwanted, completely purified. I mean, progressively purified, become fixed and develop, get a taste for Krishna, a serious taste. And in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord states that very big verse, Prabhupada's favorite verse in Bhagavad Gita, 7.1. Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan mana shrayam asangshayam samagramam yatagyasyasi tach trinu. Just hear from me, he said, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me with asakta mana, mind fully attached to me, mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So that's blockage. We have doubts. We heard Prabhupada say that just hearing Bhagavad, faith means just hearing Bhagavad Gita. So by hearing, the faith goes up and up. From just initial faith, adau shraddha, and then tata sadhu sangha, that initial faith, brings us to associate with devotees. And what is association, proper association with devotees? Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu. So we pick, as Prabhupada was stressing here, we pick the proper devotees to hear from, and then we learn how to become more qualified hearers. And then we become more enthused, and we become ecstatic. We become addicted to the process. So attachment to hearing and so on, hearing and chanting. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of our attachment to Krishna. And that other verse from second canto, Shushu Shro Shadadhanasya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. So from in the beginning, we don't have great taste for hearing the message of Vasudev, but one who's hearing with great attention. So this is faith, hearing with rapt attention. So this is the manifestation of faith, that we're very attentive, our interest becomes very fixed, and then the process will work. And we realize by hearing that we're dependent on the process. We're not dependent on our own abilities. Maharaj Parikshit just dropped everything. Lord Chaitanya said we can be successful in chanting the holy name, hearing and chanting the holy name. Both things are there. By becoming more humble than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. So in that state of mind, one can be successful. So humility. So we learn all these things from hearing. There's another very nice verse that Lord Chaitanya accepted also as an important... He gave us a direction. Lord Brahma's statement from 10th canto, 14th chapter, about qualifications for hearing. Jnane begins, Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva. And I'll read the whole verse because it's very elaborate, has many points. Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, jnane prayasam udapasya, and with their body, words, and minds offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities. This is like, listen to this qualification. Offering all respects to these narrations and dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. Krishna is known as Ajita, unconquerable. But here it says, Yea, prayasha for the most part. For the most part, ajita, unconquerable. Ye prayaso jita jito pyasi tais trilokyam. But one who comes to this stage of being very, of dedicating their lives to hearing the narrations, and just with great excitement and respect every time we get the chance to hear, then this attracts Krishna. This conquers Krishna. Krishna's like, oh, he wants to hear about me. You know, he's so indebted. And so Krishna becomes the facilitator for his devotee. He serves his devotee in that he protects his devotee, he maintains his devotee, he purifies the heart, as we began. Shrinvatam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtanam hridyantakstohya badrani vidunoti saritsatam. So that that person, fortunate person who becomes who properly hears and chants these messages of Krishna, the Lord who is the super soul in the heart, he is so pleased that he does what we can't do. He cleanses the heart from what's the heart disease we have? Material desire.
Good.
We're maintaining material desires, therefore we get a little way down the road and there's some roadblock, we can't go any further. And we get frustrated. And sometimes say, oh, this process doesn't work, and we go and do something else with our life. Or we just get, even as devotees, we've seen sometimes we get a little dried up or bored. We think we have to do something else, or our faith gets shaken different ways. So, with this, Krishna says, tells Arjuna, with the weapon of stand and fight with the weapon of knowledge. So we have to have sufficient knowledge to fight, to serve, to be purified, fully purified. And service begins by hearing, and then again, Shushu Sho Shadadhanas Ya Vasudeva Kata Ruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra. So service to the great devotee. So we're hearing Bhagavatam from Srila Prabhupada, and we're serving Srila Prabhupada by distributing it to anyone and everyone. So this gains, attracts the mercy, just like this verse, Lord Brahma's verse. He becomes conquered by his devotee, and he helps us in ways that we can't do ourselves. So maybe I could stop there, and if there's some discussion or questions. Jai Jagannath has a question.
Another interesting element I was wondering about in Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada is saying here, one may chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Rama or Nrisimhadev. I missed a sentence. Yeah, the transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted according to the attraction of the devotee. And then Prabhupada goes on to elaborate about hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord that attracts you specifically. So if you're attracting the Nrisimhadev, you should ideally hear and chant with other devotees attracted to Lord Nrisimhadev. And if you're attracted to Krishna or Rama, you know, etc. So I was wondering about that particular element, because Prabhupada spends quite a bit talking about that, almost whole paragraph.
So we get the specific, he's probably saying, we get a specific mood of devotion to him from a devotee who has that mood or seed of love for a specific personality of the Lord. I guess it's unspoken a lot, but this is our family line coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, and what Chaitanya is giving us, Radha and Krishna and all our acharyas are predominantly overwhelmed with the form of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. And then we're worshipping simultaneously Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as our Ishtadev. I think Prabhupada's just making the point that if someone has an inclination for another form, then that's fine. He should sit and hear and chant from persons who have that bhava, that feeling for specific personality. He's giving credence to this. He's like giving permission. If someone comes up with a strong feeling for another form of the Lord, then he should go ahead like that. That's all I can think of. Otherwise, we have our family line, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us that mood of worshipping Krishna, Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada is opening up that if you have some special attraction, then go and hear and chant with someone who has that inclination and that taste. I don't think I can say anything else. Does anyone else have any comment on that? Or?
Well, I was just thinking how Prabhupada always cautioned studying Radha Krishna Leela prematurely, because we're hearing the pastimes of the Lord with our blunt material senses, which are like filters. So because we're still contaminated with lust, when we hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we look at those affairs as the affairs of lusty boys and girls, and so we don't really make advancement like we're supposed to. So then he gave descriptions of Krishna Leela in such a way that we could gradually get purified. Like in the Bhagavatam, it's going through the different avatars and this and that, and then when you finally come to the 10th canto, you're supposed to be sufficiently purified. So when we hear how we're supposed, that we ought to hear from devotees who have the same inclination towards a particular Ishtadev, it's not just Radha and Krishna, but all deities, whether it's Nrisingadev or Ramachandra or whatever avatar, one needs to be out of the forest of Anartha Nivritti, because ruchi means I have a taste, a particular taste. Is it sweet or salty or sour or pungent? So ruchi means I have a particular taste for a particular Ishtadev, and even a particular aspect of that Ishtadev. Like with Krishna, is it Madhurya Rasa or Sakya Rasa or Dasya Rasa or whatever? So Prabhupada expertly gave us descriptions of Ramachandra and Nrisingadev, etc., etc. And when one comes out of the forest of Anartha Nivritti and actually makes it to the level of ruchi, then their lobha, or desire to specifically hear about a particular aspect of Krishna Leela or another avatar, then that can be reality. That actually is their taste, which is going to gradually evolve into asakti and bhava. But when we're still in the stage of Anartha Nivritti and we're saying, oh, I only want to hear about Nrisingadeva, I only want to hear about Ramachandra, that might be premature. Because one can't actually have lobha until they're out of the forest of anartha nivritti. So Prabhupada's recommendation was that we hear the Bhagavatam, which covers all of the different personalities of Godhead, culminating in Krishna, and then, of course, Chaitanya Lila is what we're really supposed to be getting absorbed in. That's the safest. Sankirtan Rasa is the safest rasa.
Anything else?
No, I would just want to hear it.
Yeah, it's good. Good, very good, important point. Would you have a question over here?
Well, in material life, one person could be a father, could be a brother, could be a husband. While he goes to the job, he could be a manager with the co-worker. His position is changing, but he's the one person. Mm-hmm. The relations with the kids is different. Husband relations with that person is different. The brother relationship with that person is different. The manager, well, he goes to the work, the same person, relation is the different, but it's the same person. So this is not an exact, this is the material conceptions, but still when you say about the Krishna, Krishna has a lot of different forms available. People attracts with certain activities, someone likes the Vrindavan activities, someone may like the Dwarka's activities, or someone likes Narsingadev activities, something Vamandev avatar, but it's the same personality. So you can worship any of them, you can achieve the same results. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's the same person.
Prabhupada mentioned that verse from Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nanavataram. So many incarnations. Yeah, same one. This is one of the wonderful opulences of the Lord, that he manifests in multifarious forms and for the purpose of, facilitating so many different tastes from his devotees to associate with him and show his different opulences. Thank you.
Hi, Krishna. Just a follow-up to Mataji's point. I was thinking that when Rupa Goswami discusses Loba in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he doesn't exactly define at what stage does Loba enter the sadhaka's life. Although it is well understood that before the stage of anartha nishta, then even if you do have some loba, you're not going to be able to maintain it because of the anarthas. It won't be steady or it won't become strong. That said, if one having understood the whole gamut of what, sadhana bhakti is, bhav bhakti is, and prema bhakti is, and knowing well he's before the stage of anartha nivritti, still has some attraction for a particular form of the Lord, what is the harm in pursuing it? If we understand that by hearing about the Lord, that is actually what purifies the heart, and then the sadhaka having understood, I'm full of anarthas, but I like to hear about these, I like to hear about Krishna's pastimes, or I like to hear about Nrisimhadeva's pastimes. He has some natural inclination to worship the Nrisimha deity, for instance. Thinking of Prahlad Narsimha, you can't drag him away from Nrisimha, deity. So I'm just saying, and that's actually the process. That's actually what purifies. So what's the harm in that?
No harm as long as we remain under the guidance of the spiritual master and, we're living and associating with those who can give us proper shiksha and keep the basic qualifications there. Prabhupada gives so much direction and caution. We see it's there. Prabhupada said, I wrote all these books for my disciples, for my students, not just to sell. So he said, you have to You have to read all my instructions in the book. So we are being trained. By hearing, we are getting a very full spectrum of training. And Prabhupada knows the, you know, knew the mentality of his students. Especially, it's very interesting because coming from this Kali Yuga culture, he had to pull us up from a real low level. So the basic precautions are there. Someone else, you had a question?
Hare Krishna. I think I actually asked you this question a couple of weeks ago, or more than that, but never got discussed completely. You mentioned that sometimes our faith might be shaken up and we might dry up and we lose enthusiasm. And in Bhagavad Gita 9.2, it also mentioned that this process must be performed joyfully. And if it's not, it means we are doing something wrong. So I was wondering why this happens, that some people lose faith or enthusiasm, and what's wrong we're doing.
So what we read this verse from third chapter of Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's explanation about what it takes to hear with rapt attention, which is the process that really purifies the heart and really attaches us to Krishna, that we get proper conception of Krishna, and we're inspired and attracted, like the pure soul is supposed to be, is naturally attracted. So, but to come to that stage, what did Prabhupada say? To hear with rapt attention, one's activities have to be pure, one's mind have to be pure, and therefore one's activities, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, have to be purified. So that's what we're doing here. We're following these basic guidelines and taking up the process. But for each of us, we're coming from a different situation. So it may take some longer time. So, and we may be coming up with some kind of impediments, roadblocks, doubts. So therefore, we have to apply the process very intensely, properly hearing, and in the association of devotees, revealing our mind about those specific problems and doubts, and getting help, which is a natural thing in the association of devotees, becoming free from doubts by hearing from Krishna, hearing from spiritual master, and revealing the mind and confidence to devotees. It's not always easy. Go ahead, you have something?
Well, I was just going to say that if that happens anyway, so does it mean we don't hear well if, you know, faith is not firm or...
Well, yeah, faith is... The process means faith will be slowly growing, strengthening. We always have to analyze if we are applying the process properly or not. We can always apply it better. It's something that we can increase the quality. But any one of us may have some specific problem to be dealt with, and the process is very personal. That's why we have to apply the process in good association. It's not just, I mean, there's general description and there's instruction or direction. But the individual, I may need something special, and so I approach somebody that I have faith in, I can see that somebody was qualified to help me. And if we don't have that established relationship, then may be difficulty, may get a little shaky. I don't know if that's a sufficient answer. If anyone else has something to add. Charyanishta, continuing on that or something else? Okay. We just have a few minutes. I've been asked to finish everything by 8:30. There's a meeting happening. A couple minutes.
We just hear so often about the potency and power of the process of hearing. It's the essence of, you know, a lot of these purports that we've been hearing. At the same time, it really seems like in our daily schedule, or at least the mandated schedule, that we don't hear so much, particularly about Krishna, who is simply by hearing about him will capture our hearts. We tend to focus a lot on, of course, philosophical matters, and the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam is a lot of philosophy. But sometimes it feels like the direct hearing about Krishna, which is so attractive, is relegated to, you know, an obscure moment when an individual may, you know, be able to pick up Krishna book for a few minutes before going to bed. So I was just curious, is that kind of an incorrect perception, or is there perhaps some ways, you know, as a society that it seems devotees may develop more of an attraction, or sometimes if one does begin speaking Krishna katha, that can sometimes be seen as sahajya, or that's too, you know, we need to cover the basics, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we just stick to that. I was at, just this weekend in San Jose, I got to visit Vaisheshika Prabhu's new temple, and Mukunda Datta Prabhu was scheduled to give a class on Brihad Bhagavatamrita for the Sunday feast. So I was really excited, I was like, wow, this is going to be great. And when I got there, he had Bhagavad Gita. And he said, we were scheduled to speak on Brihad Bhagavatamrita, but I've been asked to speak on Bhagavad Gita. So I'm not saying that's necessarily any indication, but in some way that's, the theme seems to be the same. I just wanted to put that out there for anyone to comment.
Quality and sometimes quantity. If we don't hear enough, you know, like we've all experienced. We're chanting, struggling just to be attentive to the holy name, but not till about round number 16 starts, the mind starts to become a little peaceful. So sufficiently hearing Krishna's instructions and sufficiently hearing about Krishna from Bhagavatam, about the pastimes of Krishna, that's fine. Under the with the descriptions Prabhupada is giving, that's why he gave us Krishna book, even though it's the most confidential section of the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Prabhupada, I mean, somebody who's advanced, I mean, Srila Prabhupada said, and at any point, we should hear about, not simply want to hear about Krishna Leela and think that Krishna and Arjuna on the battlefield is just lower level stuff. No. It all should be very exciting and meaningful. It's all perfect and pure. So Prabhupada wanted us to do hear from all these different places. There's a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita where it says, Prabhupada said that if one doesn't hear both the pastimes of Krishna and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and the, you know, instructions we're getting from that, we won't get this, the same result or the full result that we're supposed to get. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying it. We need a full balance, and we need the program that Prabhupada gave us, hearing in the morning, hearing in the evening, reading on our own at a certain point. Okay, it's 8:30.
Is it Peter here? Okay. I just wanted to mention in regards to this question that many people don't know that Srila Prabhupada and also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, they're actually following Srila Goswami's presentation of a sadhana krama, which means like a step-by-step process in which sadhana should be performed. So we know that Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam, these are the three most important angas out of the nine. And within them, Prabhupada has also discussed it here, that within them there's Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela. So then, Jiva Goswami gives a whole order in which one should conduct his sadhana. So first there's Nam Shravanam, then Nam Kirtanam, then Nam Smaranam. Then after that, Rupa Shravanam, Rupa Kirtana, Rupa Smaranam.
Oh.
Then after that, there's Guna Shravanam, Guna Kirtanam, Guna Smaranam. So that's nine, I think, right? Then after that, there's Parikar, right? Then there's Parikar Shravanam, Parikar Kirtanam, Parikar Smaranam. And then after that, Leela Shravanam, Leela Kirtanam, and then Leela Smaranam. So Leela Smaranam is the culmination that begins with Nam Shravanam all the way there in the beginning. And so that's the presentation of a sadhana krama given by Jiva Goswami, and the one that was strictly followed by Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. What became traditionally known as traditional Raghunuga sadhana practices, their practices weren't, they were rooted in the Goswami's teachings, but they weren't based on exactly the formula that were given directly by the Goswamis in their books. But what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada gave was directly what was given by the Goswamis in their books, which begins with Nam Shravanam and culminates in Leela Shravanam, Leela Kirtanam, and Leela Smaranam. Even the Leela, so just that's one point, that there is a sadhana krama in the application of Krishna consciousness that most devotees aren't actually aware of. So they're just speculating. And then another point is that Jiva Goswami, he writes in the Bhaktisiddhanta, quoting Bhagavatam 1.1.2, that there is no need for any other literature than the Srimad Bhagavatam, including their own literature, such as Brihad Bhagavatamrita and so on. He says devotees may spontaneously read these books for nourishing a particular sort of relationship with Krishna, but otherwise there's no need for any other literature than the Srimad Bhagavatam. He writes like this in the Bhaktisiddhanta. And we see that in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, what Shukadeva Goswami is doing is not exactly Leela Kirtan, because he's mixing it up with a whole lot of philosophy, even when discussing Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto, because the audience that he was speaking to wasn't filled with pure bhakta, you know, 100% pure bhaktas. There was yogis there, and gyanis there, and karmis there. So even when he does Leela Kirtan, it's not really pure Leela Kirtan as such, but it's mixed with philosophy, tattva. Even Parikshit Maharaj, being aware of the audience, is asking questions about the tattva, even when hearing Leela. So in our community discussions, we see that Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta stuck to that particular standard, because of the fact of the matter is many of us may not be on that level of Krishna consciousness. So even if we were to discuss the Leelas, you know, there would, you know, most likely be a heavy dose of the philosophy. Even last night we were reading something from Gaura Govinda Maharaj, which was, you know, very, you know, we could say rasa sort of filled, but there was so much philosophy in the discussion. Gaura Govinda Maharaj was quoting so many Bhagavad Gita verses and so on. So I know a lot of devotees, they, because we are excited, we hear about Raghunuga Bhakti and Loba and developing our inner life, and this is so important for us. We become very excited. And perhaps, you know, I would even say that sometimes there's a lack of sufficient discussion about it, and that leaves a lot of us younger generation devotees speculating about the whole thing and not knowing that what Prabhupada actually gave was exactly the sequence given by our founder acharyas, if you will, of Gaudiya theology, the Goswamis and so on and so forth.
Thank you. I think we have to stop there. Thank you for your attentive hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Brahmachari meeting downstairs. Please don't disappear. Yeah. Indoctrination room, projector room.